next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: UCA presidential candidate selection process collapses. Unemployed Teachers Association of Zambia calls for a quick recruitment. And in international news, Gen Z protests for end of water and power cuts in Madagascar. And in sports news, Namibia defender declares readiness ahead of crucial WAFCON qualifier. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. National Democratic Congress NDC function leader Savoy Imbowela has declared that the process of selecting a presidential candidate for the United Kwacha Alliance, UKA, ahead of the 2026 general election has collapsed and is no more under discussion. Ms. Imbowela, who is a member of the alliance, disclosed that internal talks have stalled, effectively ending efforts to agree on a unified candidate for the 2026 general election. She has further advised political parties within the Tonse Alliance to foster mutual respect if their group is to endure. The Consortium for Good Governance has warmly welcomed the appointment by President Hakainde Hichilema of an independent committee to consult the people and draft constitutional amendments. CSO Deputy Chairperson Solomon Ngoma says the decision demonstrates the President's respect for the ruling of the Constitutional Court and his commitment to his earlier pledge that constitutional reforms will only proceed after meaningful consultations with the citizens. Mr. Ngoma has commended the President for upholding the rule of law and promoting citizen participation in the constitutional reform process. He says the position of the committee brings together individuals from diverse backgrounds and experiences, including those who supported, opposed, or previously held no position on constitutional amendments, are also particularly encouraging.
This decision demonstrates the present respect for the ruling of the Constitutional Court and his commitment to his earlier pledge that constitutional reforms would only proceed after meaningful consultation with citizens. We commend the President for upholding the rule of law and promoting citizen participation in the constitutional reform process. The composition of the committee, which brings together individuals from diverse backgrounds and experiences, including those who supported, opposed, or previously held no position on the constitutional amendment, is particularly encouraging. We especially commend the President for appointing our consortium chairperson, Mr. Isaac Mwanza, to represent the 11 civil society organizations within the process.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEST, has expressed concern over the noticeable absence of youth in the area appointments technical committee tasked with consultation constitutional reforms. ZEST Executive Director Clarence Monde Muzyamba says, as a think tank organization focused on entrepreneurship, environment, governance and empowerment, believes that inclusion of young people is crucial for the development of a sustainable and forward-looking constitutional framework. He says the exclusion of youth from the critical process undermines the potential for a constitutional that truly reflects the aspiring aspirations of all Zambians. He states that young people representing a significant portion of the population, their perspectives and ideas are essential for drafting a legal framework that can stand a test of time. And that the constitution that fails to incorporate the views of the youth risks becoming outdated, leading to unnecessary political disputes and frequent amendments. Kachivia Constituency Member of Parliament Isande Chanda has assured dedicated teachers in Kachivia and across the country to stand with them in addressing the challenges they are facing. Mr. Asande says as Member of Parliament, he will continue to raise teachers' concerns with government, including matters of NAPSA, lump sums, payment, confirmation, rural and hardship needs allowances, and as well as pressing issues of payslips-based loans, which for many teachers have resulted in deep indebtedness. He says the services and sacrifices in shaping the future of the nation through education cannot go unnoticed, and that he will continue to push for fair treatment, improvement conditions of services, debt relief measures, and the respect that teachers truly deserve.
To all our dedicated teachers in Kanchiri and across the country, I wish to assure you that you're not alone. I stand with you in your challenges and in your aspirations. As long as I remain your Member of Parliament, I'll continue to raise your concerns with government, including matters of NAPSA lump sum payments, confirmations, rural and hardship allowances, as well as pressing issue of payslip based loans, which for many teachers have resulted in deep indebtedness. Your service and sacrifice in shaping the future of our nation through education cannot go unnoticed. Together we shall continue to push for fair treatment, improved conditions of service, debt relief measures, and the respect that our teachers truly deserve.
And some teachers have expressed happiness over the day themed on empowering educators, strengthening relief, and building sustainability. More details in the following report by Faith Zoro.
It is yet another time of the year when teachers across the country have gathered to commemorate World Teachers Day. As teachers celebrate this day, they have expressed happiness for the recognition, empowerment and motivation that comes with the occasion. Here is what some of them have to say.
So as a teacher, we celebrate the art of teaching, the joy of mentoring and the impact we have in shaping the young one's mind. So, on this day, I feel honored to be part of the noble profession. And the profession I'm talking about is actually teaching profession. Okay, so, and I am very grateful for the opportunity that I have to inspire, to motivate, and also to guide the students. As you know, teachers are models. We are the model. So, we shape, we inspire, as well as motivate and guide our learners.
Meanwhile, some of the teachers have highlighted the need for government and stakeholders to address key challenges in the education sector to improve service delivery.
As you may be aware, teachers in public schools, they face a lot of challenges, as well as teachers in private schools, they face a lot of challenges. Let me give you an example, like teachers in public schools or government schools, you may find that classes are overcrowded. There are many pupils in there, which we call teacher ratio. Though the government is doing the commendable job to alleviate that through massive recruitment that is happening every year. For that, as you tell, we are saying that's a recommendable job. But again, on the recruitment part, we are asking government if they can come up with other method of recruiting other than the database issue. Because in database, we don't know whom they pick or who are being picked in the database or who are being included in the database. So we are asking government if the coming recruitment, they can just do like the normal, the way they are.